In tea, Dan's apartment, London, evening. Dan, Hugh and Penelope sit cross-legged on the floor, surrounded by incense and candles, creating an atmosphere of tranquility. A fire burns in the fireplace, warming the room from the cold March rain falling outside. Hugh's arm is in a sling from his fall off the ladder. Dan, calm down, my friend. Have a seat and take a toke. Hugh Helen is facing charges of obscenity for exhibiting John Lennon's artworks. It's absurd. She's just the gallery manager. Hugh sits down next to Dan, inhaling deeply from the joint, hoping for some insight. The room is filled with smoke from burning incense and dimly lit by psychedelic lamps. Penelope, how did you end up becoming their assistant? Dan? Dan. It was a twist of fate, really. After working with Stanley Kubrick, I was performing in an experimental theatre production in the West End, and Yoko happened to attend one of the shows. She was captivated by my performance and reached out to me afterward. Next thing I knew, I was in their circle, Dan. The truth of John and Yoko is a swirling vortex of art and controversy. But here's the thing, their work was never meant to be conventional. They push boundaries, challenge norms, and sometimes that rubs people the wrong way. He takes another drag from the joint, blowing out a cloud of smoke. Dan, John and Yoko believe in the power of art to provoke thought and change. But sometimes that meant stepping into taboo territories. And the establishment doesn't always take kindly to that. He leans in, his voice lowering as if sharing a secret, passes the joint around, Dan. But it wasn't all glitz and glamour, mind you. John and Yoko were dealing with their own demons at the time. After Yoko's miscarriage in the 68, they turned to heroin as a crutch. Penelope. Really? Heroin, you say? Dan. That's when I stepped in, trying to keep them away from the dangers of the streets. Hugh. You mean you became their drug dealer? Dan, I didn't want them to self-destruct, you know. There was this myth back then that drugs fueled creativity, but I saw the toll it took on their well-being. And let me tell you, mate, heroin does not make you a better artist. It may cloud the mind's suffering, but it don't bring true inspiration. He gazes into the distance, lost in thought. Dan, but John, he's a complex man. Despite his struggles with substances, he's a visionary. He wants to be better, to create something meaningful. So he kicked the hard stuff, focused on his music and stopped drinking, which always unleashed a darkness in him. Penelope, did you witness any of his dark moments? Dan, oh yes, unfortunately I did. John has a violent side when he drinks. It was like a Jekyll and Hyde situation. So we'd sit there, sipping Coca-Cola together, trying to keep that darkness at bay. He chuckles softly, a mix of nostalgia and sadness in his eyes. Dan, but you know, despite it all, I admire John and Yoko's determination to create change. To spread messages of peace and love. They are flawed like all of us, but they have already had an extraordinary impact on the world. He pauses, a nostalgic smile playing on his lips. Penelope's eyes widen with curiosity. They smoke hashish from a hookah pipe they pass around. Dan rises from the beanbag chair. He breaks out his stash, a fire in his eyes. He pulls out a few pills and hands them around. Dissolve two. Dan is more wired now and gestures animatedly, trying to convey the scale of the challenge. Penelope is sorting LP albums on the floor. Dan Stanley wanted to combine pre-shot backgrounds with live-action performances in camera. So he comes up with this idea of front projection. Can you imagine? It had never been done on such a grand scale before. Hugh leans in, captivated by the behind-the-scenes revelations. He hits a small spoon full of Coke from a vial. Hugh, but how did they achieve it, Dan? It sounds like an immense technical undertaking. He chuckles, shaking his head in admiration. Dan. He sent a unit to South Africa, and while they worked there, a team back in London built a front projection rig capable of handling these enormous transparencies. He takes a moment, savoring the memory. He takes the Coke vial and hands it to Penelope. She has never seen cocaine before. It's her first time. Dan. And everything had to be perfectly aligned with crystals embedded in the background and the angle of the camera to produce the illusion of Africa and Shepperton perfectly blended on the focal plane of the film. It was a stunning sight, my friends, the blending of reality and illusion, creating a world that mesmerized audiences. Hugh blinks, a mischievous glint in his eyes, takes a deep breath, trying to articulate his thoughts amidst the swirling haze. Hugh. You see, Dan, while we were discussing projection angles, something clicked in my mind. The public couldn't have seen those so-called obscene lithographs from Bond Street without entering the passageway. Penelope's eyebrows rise, a spark of curiosity